Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, November 30th, 2018. On this day in 1982, Michael Jackson's sixth solo studio album, Thriller, was released worldwide, eventually becoming the best-selling record album in history. According to reporting in the Berliner Zeitung, last year, Berlin police registered 164 crimes against homosexuals and transsexuals. According to estimates by the authorities, the number of unreported cases is probably much higher, between 80 and 90%, because many attacked or offended people shy away from reporting to the police for various reasons. One being that they believe reporting will have no consequences anyway. The rate of investigation of such crimes is almost 50%. The gay anti-violence project Maneo is registering cases of this kind more and more frequently. Above all, homosexuals are repeatedly exposed to violent attacks. Organizations such as Maneo register significantly higher figures than the police. 324 attacks and insults against gays, lesbians, and transsexuals were reported to them last year. That's more than ever. About one-third of the acts were bodily injuries, about a quarter each were threats and insults, and 14% of the cases were robberies. Most of the attacks were in the inner city districts of Mitte, Tempelhof-Schöneberg, Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, and Neukölln. And it is not uncommon for it to affect men who are on the move in the so-called cruising areas of the Tiergarten. The perpetrators are almost always men and often have a Turkish or immigrant background. Since 1990, Maneo has recorded homophobic and prejudice-motivated violence and crimes and cases of homophobic discrimination. In 2016, the association counted 291 homophobic or transphobic attacks in Berlin. In 2015, there were 259, and in 2014, a total of 225 assaults. The number of unemployed in Berlin continued to fall in November. The unemployment rate was 7.6%. A total of 146,670 unemployed persons were registered, as the Berlin-Brandenburg Regional Directorate informed the Federal Employment Agency on Thursday. In October, there had been almost 2,600 more people, at a rate of 7.7%. The Regional Directorate is describing the numbers as a low, as unemployment had already fallen in the previous month to its lowest level since reunification. Compared with November of 2017, the unemployment rate fell by 0.9 percentage points. The Berlin women's rights activist Seyran Ateş has been awarded the Das Unerschrockene Wort, or the Intrepid Word Prize, worth 10,000 euros. With it, the 16 Lutherstädte, or Luther cities, appreciate the commitment of the 55-year-old for a liberal Islam and against political religious extremism, as announced in Marburg on Wednesday. Ateş is a pioneer of integration work with enormous civil courage, according to the jury's statement. The prize is to be presented to the lawyer and author of Islam Needs a Sexual Revolution on April 27th in the university city of Central Hesse. The award has been presented every 2 years since 1996. It recalls the steadfastness of reformer Martin Luther, who refused to revoke his views at the Reichstag in Worms in 1521 and was subsequently ostracized. For the anniversary, 500 years Wormser Reichstag, the 13th award ceremony is planned in the year 2021 in Worms. The Bund der Lutherstädte brings together 16 places in Germany where the reformer lived or worked. Almost 2 years before the planned opening of the new capital airport in Schönefeld, the supervisory board is discussing the situation on the permanent construction site this Friday. Airport CEO Engelbert Lütke-Doldrup wants to report progress to the control committee at the meeting at Berlin's Tegel Airport, which will also deal with money for the billion-euro project. After six missed deadlines, it is planned that Germany's third-largest airport will be connected to the grid in October of 2020. Until then, construction defects and planning errors in the main terminal will be rectified. The focus is now on fire protection. The opening date is not yet quite certain, but Lütke-Doldrup recently announced that security had increased. The smoke ventilation control is ready, and the sprinkler system will be put in order by February. The situation with the fire alarm system and the safety power supply remains time critical. The airport is now examining with the TU Vau which deficiencies are not relevant for the opening and which can possibly be dealt with later. Actually, the airport was scheduled to go into operation in 2011 and cost 2 billion euros. In the meantime, the financial framework has grown to 6.5 billion euros, including the last bank loan of 1.1 billion euros. The money was actually intended for an expansion of the airport because the number of passengers in Berlin continues to rise. Now, at least part of the sum is needed to finish the BER. After opening in 2020, the company plans to take out further loans worth millions for the expansion. It hopes for lower interest rates at the banks if flights are made at BER and the airport generates revenue. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.